are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
God created the heavens and earth, and all was dark as the night. And the Spirit of God came over the earth as He said, "Let there be light." Of the waters under the heavens, God created the land, and the plants and the trees bearing fruits and seeds were made by His mighty hand. Creatures from land, sea, and sky. And He told them, "Be fruitful, go out and multiply." And in His image He made woman and man to care for all His creation. That was the plan.
God created the heavens and the earth.
Now the earth was formless and empty.
Darkness was over the surface of the deep.
And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light.
God saw that the light was good, and He separated the light from the darkness.
He called the light day,
and the darkness He called night.
And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water."
So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it.
And it was so.
God called the expanse sky.
And there was evening and there was morning, the second day.
And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered into one place.
And let the dry ground appear." And it was so.
God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters He called seas.
And God saw that it was good.
Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and trees on the land that bear fruit with seeds in it, according to their various kinds."
And it was so.
The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and tree bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds.
And God saw that it was good.
And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day.
God created the heavens and the earth.
He created light on the first day.
And on the second day, he created the sky.
On the third day, God made the seas and dry land.
And on the third day, he created the vegetation. That means he made the plants and trees.
But he didn't create just one kind of tree. He created lots of different kinds.
And each one is special and different.
I think that I shall never see poem lovely as a tree. A tree that looks at God all day and looks her if he comes to play. The seasons see her colors change. Branches feel the snow and rain. Her leaves unfold, her blossoms bloom. They dance beneath the sun and moon. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree.
God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night.
And let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years.
And let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth."
And it was so.
God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night.
He also made stars.
God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness.
And God saw that it was good.
And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day.
And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let the birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky."
So God created the great creatures of the sea, and every living and moving thing with which the water teems, according to their kinds.
And every winged bird according to its kind.
And God saw that it was good.
God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful, and increase in number, and fill the water in the seas.
And let the birds increase on the earth."
And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day.
And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds. Livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind."
And it was so.
God made the wild animals according to their kinds,
the livestock according to their kinds,
and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds.
And God saw that it was good.
Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground."
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him.
Male and female, he created them.
God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number.
Fill the earth and subdue it.
Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves along the ground."
Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with a seed in it.
They will be yours for food.
And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, Everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food.
And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good.
And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
6 days of work.
On the fourth day, God created the moon and the sun and all of the beautiful stars in the sky.
On the fifth day, God created the fish that live in the sea and all of the birds that fly in the sky.
And he commanded that they be fruitful.
He wanted their families to grow in number.
On the sixth day, God created the animals on the land.
All different kinds.
And then he created man in his image.
That means we were created to be like God.
He blessed them.
And he provided food for them.
He also told them to take care of all the other creatures that he had created.
So what are some things that you learned from this first chapter of Genesis?
He created us in his image.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it? Think that you were created in the image of God. Kendall.
He gave us plants for food.
Uh-huh. Aaron.
He created the world.
He created everything. He thought of everything, didn't he? Yeah. Hannah?
He blessed the creatures of the sky and sea.
Mm-hmm. And Luke?
He wants us to take care of his creation.
That's right. Take care of the animals. Well, God created the heavens and earth. That's what the Bible says, and that's God's truth. People don't understand how God could have done such an amazing thing. But you know what? We don't have to worry about how it happened. We need to thank God and celebrate this wonderful world that he created for us.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let the people sing. Let the
There are 7 days in the week, right?
Yeah.
So what did God do on the seventh day?
He rested.
That's right.
By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing.
So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work.
And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for this beautiful world that you created for us. You made everything. You designed each creature to be special and different. We are amazed at the work of your hands. And you made us in your image. We thank you and we praise you, Father. In your holy name we pray, amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here is our phone number.
1-800-527-5522.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, T-I-M-O-N-I-U-M, Maryland, 21094.
Visit us online at www.karenandkids.com.
And remember, God created this beautiful world.
He made everything.
Thank him.
And praise him. See you next time.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.